All right. This is probably going to be a very noisy episode because we're sitting in the middle of a field next to the road, and it is festival time. And right now we're engaging in a time-honored festival tradition, which is known as waiting to see if it's going to rain. There are clouds overhead, which is great. It is not fucking boiling hot and we're not dying, but it's been sprinkling a little bit. Strike begins soon. About 3 hours from now, I will be balls to the wall taking shit down and packing it up. It's gonna be a late night dealing with idiots. Speaking of idiots, my friends, that is what we are going to speak of today. This episode goes out to Captain Capitalism over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com and all my other listeners who enjoy listening to the stories of the stupid people that I work with. Oh boy. So everybody, this is the first time everybody's done the festival except for me and Kane. We're the only ones who have done this before. So it's this fresh batch. And as always, it just amazes me how they've never done this before, but they're all experts on how it should be done. And I got people telling me, I'm like, hey guys, figure out a way to stabilize this thing over here. And the guy takes a sandbag and throws it underneath it. Says, oh yeah, that should do it. I said, well, we need to see if that, well, that's good enough. I'm like, whoa. You don't determine when it's good enough. I determine when it's good enough. Okay, you are being paid more than you should be paid to do the fucking work. I am being paid not as much as I should be paid in order to make the fucking decisions. And more importantly, the thing that you fucking kid, because these are all kids, these are all 19, 20, 21 year old fucking kids, all of whom need to have the shit slapped out of them. I am the one who's being paid to make the decisions, and more importantly, to be responsible. A concept that you little fucking shits don't understand, because the responsibility level among these pieces of fucking shit is non-existent. I got a list here. It's in no particular order, so there are not going to be smooth transitions. What do I got? What is this? I can't even read my own writing. All right, let's start with other idiots. Let me tell you this story. This is kind of a long, involved story, but just follow me. The moral of this story is you don't fucking do nice things for other people. And all these years, you know, when I was in the military, 18 years old, when I was, I don't know, responsible for firing an M203 grenade launcher packed with high explosive shells, when I was responsible for closing with and murdering the enemy, when I was responsible for defending the freedom of the citizens of the United States of America, when I was responsible for closing with and killing our enemies, when I had access to high explosives, TNT, what do you call it, C4, hand grenades, which I could actually throw, unlike the people in the military today, we have to get rid of the throwing the hand grenade test because they're so fucking weak they can't throw the hand grenade far enough to get out of the blast radius. Okay, I was 18. I was responsible for that shit. Motherfucker gave me an M203 grenade launcher and some high explosive fucking rounds. And I had to be responsible for that shit. And accountable for that shit. These fucking... And I was talking to some of the other people who work at the festival. They're seeing the same problems with the... You know, we're all seeing. Only the great one and a couple of other people have noticed. And here we go again, all you fucking cucks out there. Well, Generation Z is going to save us. Did you know that Generation Z, well, they are more conservative than the millennials? My gosh, oh golly, they don't even like having sex. That's how conservative they are. Woo, Generation Z, America. Well, we're going to make America great again. Woo, Generation Z, woo. They're fucking stupid. They're so fucking stupid. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. I don't even know how I got on that tangent. I'll tell you a story. Because the military. I was 18 years old and responsible for killing the enemies of the United States of America. And these kids I got now, they can't even pick up their own trash. We'll get to that in a minute. God, I would hesitate to give any of them a fucking weapon. Hold on, I need to open up a bottle of water here. I'm already fucking dry. I haven't even started screaming yet. We haven't even, oh, we've barely even scratched the surface. See, and I gotta wrap this up. I gotta be done. It's gotta be about an hour long at the most because I gotta start getting ready for strike. Okay. When I was 18 years old in the military, one of the first things I learned is that no good deed goes unpunished. Here we are, 30 fucking years later, and I still fuck up and do nice things for other people. And you know the percent at which doing nice things for other people fucks me in the ass? I'll give you a hint. The percentage, it's three digits. The first digit is a one. The last digit is a zero. So we're doing this gig. It's an outdoor gig. So whenever you do an outdoor gig, you always have this thing where you have to have this thing called electricity. And there's usually not electricity outdoors. Electricity is distributed to places by racist, sexist, homophobic white men who are not on welfare. And in fact, I was talking about this today with the other people. I said to them, because we were talking about, again, the younger generations, and I said, can you guys imagine, like, when we're old and these people, these who are kids right now, when they're in charge of keeping the electricity on and keeping the sewage systems working? And both of them just looked at me with horror in their eyes, and they're like, oh God, you know, like, we're fucked. I'm like, yeah, I know, we're fucked. We are fucked. We're all gonna die. Because, once again, look at Generation Zers. Just talk to them. Now imagine them keeping the electrical grid online. Just visualize that for a second. Now tell me you don't want to fucking kill yourself. So no good deed goes unpunished. So we're doing this gig outdoors. It's a pretty big one. And there's a couple of other companies involved. And one of the other companies that, and we work with these guys off and on, and they needed power for some of their systems. And they had a generator and we had a generator. Their generator was, let's say, on the north side of the event. My generator was on the south side of the event. The event. Can't talk. And they had stuff all over the place. And some of their stuff was on the south side. And so I said, hey, guys, tell you what, how many circuits do you need for all your stuff that's over on this side? And they said, well, we need a circuit for each one of these. So I said, you need four circuits. Yeah. I said, you know what? Go ahead. I got 12 circuits. You go ahead and take four of my circuits. It'll save you from running cable. Like, hey, thanks a lot. I said, no problem. Little did I know that I was bending over and spreading my ass cheeks. So I gave these cocksuckers four of my 12 circuits. Cause I'm here, once again, cause I'm stupid. I'm so fucking stupid. I still haven't fucking learned. Still have not fucking learned. So we do in this festival, and the same company is here. Not just the same company, the exact same people to whom I gave four of my 12 circuits so they would not have to run cable all the way across the fucking event ground. And some other people, because this is a big festival. There's you know, 30 different companies involved in this. This is huge. So the main production company that's running one of the stages comes to me and says, hey, you got any lights? We need some lights up here so that we can illuminate this walkway at night because it's really dark. You got anything you can use over here? And I'm like, yeah, I got some waterproof lights. We can put them outside. We can hang them up there. It'll be great. I can totally do this for you. So then I said, so where are we going to get power? Because, of course, I got to have power. They said, well, there's a spider box right down here, turtle box, interchangeable terms there. there's a turtle box right down here. We can tap into that. So we go to the turtle box, and the company that I gave four circuits to, the same people, the exact same employees, they got their stuff hooked up to that. And so we go over to them and we say, hey, we're gonna plug something in your turtle box here. They're like, oh, well, we need all the circuits on here. And I'm looking at what they got and I'm like, well, no, you don't need all the circuits. There's no way you're pulling this much current. Oh, we need all the circuits. And the guy who's asking for the lights, he looks down, he says, well, there's nothing plugged into this outlet. Why can't we use that? And they said, oh, that outlet doesn't work. So we flip the turtle box over and we push the GFI reset and I stick my electrical tester in there and it works just fine. I say, well, it was just the GFI was popped. We'll just use this circuit. And the fucking cocksucker looks us dead in the eye and he says, oh, I need that circuit. And I'm like, how can you need that circuit? All your stuff is running. There's nothing plugged into it. What do you need this circuit for? So, well, I need that circuit. And I was ready to just beat the shit out of this little faggot. And the other guy says, all right, fine. We'll just run another box. I'm like, okay, fine. So then they have to go get the generator company. The generator company, because the fucking faggot won't give me a circuit, the generator company has to run 100 feet of giant fucking power cable from the generator over to this location and drop a turtle box. And so now the generator guy is doing a bunch of fucking extra work he didn't need to do. I'm fucking delayed and plugging in my fucking light. And it's just, and here it is. And finally, we're gonna see if the great one has finally learned. The next time we work with this company, they're not getting any power off my fucking generator. They come to, I'm sorry guys, I need all six circuits. Oh, I know there's nothing plugged into those, but you know, I need all six circuits. And I'm gonna remind them of this. This is the big problem, is that I controlled myself because, and you guys have heard me say this before, unfortunately, I am representing Weyland-Yutani when I do this. If it was just me, I'd have ripped the little motherfucking faggot a new asshole right there in front of everyone. I'd have dressed him down, I'd have insulted his mother, I'd have called him a faggot to his face. But because I'm representing the company, I gotta fucking stifle. Oh my God, have I stifled so many times through this festival. That might be the worst part of working for someone else, is the times when I want to tell someone, you, sir, are a fucking moron. We need all six circuits. Bullshit. You got two fucking LED screens and a fucking laptop computer. That's three circuits max. You're an idiot. Need all six circuits. My God, I hate people. And once again, this is why you don't do nice things for people anymore. All right, let me move on. Where'd my list go? There it is. All right, six circuits, we did that. Oh, parking. So there's a parking lot where everybody can park, the people who work the event. But the parking lot is also filled with heavy equipment for the festival. By heavy equipment, I mean generators, boom lifts, giant ass forklifts, not those little dinky forklifts like you see in the warehouse, giant forklifts, right? All this big giant equipment. And so there's an area where we, Weyland-Yutani, stage our stuff. And then there's the area where all of the forklifts and the generators and everything, those are staged. And then there's the area where everybody is supposed to park. Well, our employees come rolling in and they drive their vehicles right over to our staging area and try to park right there. I'm like, guys, we're working here. Why are you parking your vehicle right where we are going to be working? Like, how hard is it to walk across the parking lot? Literally Hitler. I can judge this because there's a 28-foot box truck right there. It is literally 1, 2, 3, 4. What's 4 times 28? 100, let's say 110. 110 feet maximum from the parking place, depending where you park, to the staging area where we're working. But they can't walk that far. They have to park right in the middle of where we're working. Like, guys. So then, all these morons are parking next to the heavy equipment, and the guys running the heavy equipment come out there and they're like, what the fuck? Like, their forklift is surrounded by people's cars. And they can't get their forklift out. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with people? And I'm like, well, people are stupid. Maybe you haven't noticed, but I have. And the guy's like, God damn. So then, when you park, you got to put a parking permit on your vehicle. You put it up on your dashboard, right? So I hand the parking permits to my stupid-ass fucking Weyland-Yutani employees when they show up. And almost, not every one of them, but almost every one of them said the same fucking thing to me. They said, because on the form, on the parking permit, it has a form. It says name, affiliation, phone number. So I would write the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, podcasting for 14 years on the internet since 1999. Right, always been right, will always be right, never been wrong, go fuck yourself. Affiliation would be Weyland-Yutani. Phone number would be 1-800-KILL-GENERATION-Z. So that if my vehicle is, say, oh, I don't know, in the way of the forklift, because I'm stupid enough to park in front of the forklift instead of in the fucking parking lot, people can call me and say, hey, moron, come move your fucking car, or we're gonna have to move it for you because we have a forklift that will pick your fucking car up. And yes, that has been done. And over 50% of them look at me and say, do I have to fill this out? Like in that, they're like, do I have to fill this out? Yes, you fucking dim-witted fucking Generation Z fucking can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl fucking soy faggot. If you don't want your car to be picked up with a fucking forklift and moved, yes, you better fill the fucking thing out. And like this, just like that, that's such a burden on them to fill out the parking permit. They're like, do I have to fill this out? God, it's all I could do not to punch them in the fucking face. They're so lazy and stupid. God, are they stupid? So we're over by a stage and we're doing our thing and we're all finished and they're getting ready to leave. And so they're leaving and we have the carts that we're driving around in. I'm sitting in one right now relaxing as much as I can relax while I'm screaming at the internet. Fuck, my phone just went off. So when your phone goes off during a festival, that is never good news. Nobody has ever texted me during a festival to say, hey, great one, everything is going perfect. Nothing's wrong. Everything's totally under control. Thanks for your help. No. This is nothing but bad news. Stand by. No! Oh my God! Yoga Pants Girl lost her fucking pass. Her fucking parking permit. God damn it! Fuck! Put it in your goddamn car and leave it there! Fucking Christ almighty! How? And she's the fucking smartest one in the fucking bunch! Jesus goddamn Christ! People, how do you lose your fucking parking permit? Put it on your fucking dashboard in your fucking car! Every place your car goes, your dashboard will go with the fucking car! Right? It's not gonna be like, oh, my car is over there, but my dashboard is at home. The dashboard goes with the fucking car! God damn, they're dumb. They're so fucking dumb. I can't stand how dumb they are. Thank you, cucks, for making it illegal to kill. Once again, this is why abortion should be legal until somebody turns 21 years old. I'd like to get my child aborted. Okay, and how old is the child? 17. Not only that, you should be able to abort other people's children. Up until they turn 21, I should be able to abort anybody who is 20 years old or younger. So all you fucking cucks who are all, I'm anti-abortion, man. Yeah, yeah, thanks a lot, motherfuckers. When we're 90 years old and there's no electricity, because these, I can't find how to turn the electricity on. We also need a muffler shop in Fort Collins. She says her parking pass may or may not have flown out of the window. Okay, well, roll your fucking windows up. My God, this is what I'm dealing with. This, oh God, it's been a rough fucking weekend. God, and she's the smartest one. She's the smartest one. All right, I was telling a story before I got rudely interrupted by Yoga Pants Girl expecting me to wipe her fucking ass like I'm her goddamn daddy. So we got the carts that we drive around in to carry stuff and to get places because it's a big festival ground. And so we go off to one of the stages and we do our thing and everybody's getting ready to take off. And so some of the guys jump in the cart and they drive away to go do their thing. Because we got a cart for the crew and we got a cart for me. I get my own cart. Because you see, once again, that's what happens when you are responsible for things. You get privileges. And that's another thing they don't understand. They do not understand having to earn privilege. They don't, they walk in and they think everyone should just kiss their ass. Like they should get what I get, right? Like I go in this place and the people know me and they say, hey, great one, do you want a beer? Like, thanks, man. You know, and I get a beer. Like, well, do we get a beer? Like, no. No, you don't get a beer. You haven't done this festival 9 fucking times. You don't know these people. You haven't bailed these people out when something went wrong. These people haven't bailed you out when something went wrong. You have not worked with these people. You do not have a God... a relationship with these people. You do not have a mutual understanding and a history with these people of experiences and problems and solutions and doing stuff and working together. No, you don't get the same. It's like, hey, can I fuck your girlfriend? That's exactly what it's like. Oh my God, I'm a genius. Worship me. Get on your knees right now and fucking worship me. I am a genius. That is exactly what it's like. It's like, can I fuck your girlfriend? I know your girlfriend and I don't know each other. We don't have a relationship. I've seen her for the first time in my life. Can I fuck your girlfriend? And that's what it is. When someone I've known for 9 fucking years says, hey, do you want a beer for free? And the fucking crew guys, well, do we get a beer? No. No, you don't. Shut your little fucking Generation Z mouth before I bust your fucking teeth out. God damn it. They're just the most spoiled, pampered. They've never encountered hardship or responsibility or accountability in their lives. The first day of the festival, I just unloaded. I exploded on them more than once. Anyway, if I ever tell you the fucking story. So, we're at the stage. We do our thing. Some of the guys get in the crew cart and they drive away. And the other guys are still there. And I'm like, all right, we're good here. We can get the hell out of here. And they're like, okay. And like, well, are we going back to the staging area? Yeah. They're like, well, how are we going to get there? I said, well, you're going to walk. We have to walk? I'm like, yes. Your cart just left without you. How do you think you're going to get there if you don't walk? I'm like, God damn. And they start walking away. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Guys, look. This ladder belongs to us. These tools, these are ours. Guys, you can't walk away and leave all our stuff here. You have to take it back to our staging area. And the one little motherfucker says to me, well, do you expect us to carry it? Yes! Yes, you stupid little shit! I expect you to fucking carry it! How else do you think it's gonna get back there? I mean, you could have put it in the goddamn cart while the cart was here, but you're too fucking lazy and stupid to do that because you were gonna walk off and leave the shit here. You let the cart leave before you fucking walked around and did an idiot check to make sure you weren't leaving stuff, and now yes, yes, you're gonna fucking carry it. And the guy, well, God, you don't have to get it. No, I do. I'm yelling at you because you're a fucking idiot. Yes, you're gonna fucking carry it back to the fucking staging area. I mean, like, just a butt hurt when I told him he had to carry. Gun. Well, great one. Maybe, guys, it was a 4-foot ladder made out of aluminum. Okay, this kid is 19 years old. He can bust out 10 pull-ups without even breaking a sweat. He walks around all day flexing his muscles. You expect me to, do I have to carry that? Yes, you little fucking faggot. You have to fucking carry it. Just God damn, they're lazy. Oh my God, they're so lazy. That story wasn't even on the list. I'm just glad I remembered it. So where was I? Okay, we did the parking by the equipment. We did parking right in the work zone instead of parking in the parking lot. All right, so then at the festival, we get fed. The people who run the festival very generously provide us with food and not your typical shit like sandwiches and pizza and shit like that. They actually hire a catering company to make food for the crew, not just for Weyland Yutani crew, but for the crew of the festival, which costs a significant amount of money. It is a very generous thing for the people who run this festival to do. Very generous. And so my fucking loser ass, well, they're not my loser ass employees, they're Dallas's loser ass employees. The losers I work with, they go in there, get their food, and they carry it over to the storage room, and they go in the storage room and they move shit around and they make a little table for themselves and they get some chair, they make some chairs, and they all sit in there and they eat their food. And when they're finished, you know what they do? They get up and they walk away. And they leave their dirty plates and their empty water bottles and their leftover food. They just leave it all right in the storage room that belongs to somebody else, on top of somebody else's road cases, in somebody else's building, right in the middle of the walkway, in somebody else's path. And once again, this is why you guys have heard me bitch about this so many times, about how these kids, it's like in their world, in their mind, from their perspective, other people do not exist. Like, it never occurred to them, hey, if I leave my plate with my leftover food on top of this road case that doesn't belong to the company I work for, that I moved from where somebody else had stored it, that I put in the middle of a walkway, if I do this, it's not going to affect anyone else. It doesn't matter. It's totally okay. They have no idea that other people exist. None. I want to kill them. I want to beat the shit out of them. I want to beat them until they bleed. Like, who? To leave your fucking dirty plate from the meal that was generously provided to you at no cost by your employers, to just walk away and leave the dirty plate sitting there on a road case with this expectation that, well, someone's going to come clean this up for me. Which I assume, I mean, I don't know what else, I don't know why you, maybe that's not what they thought. Maybe they thought, oh, we'll eat our, because they did. They came back for their next meal and had that there too and left more dirty shit. And then eventually the people who owned the storeroom called Dallas and said, hey, why are you guys trashing my storeroom? And Dallas had to locate his ball sack and tell the employees, hey guys, you can't do that. And of course, he was really nice about it because, God, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It's like, employees, if it's not too much trouble, could you please go and clean up your food that you left on somebody else's road case in somebody else's building? I mean, just, you know, when you have time, I don't want to inconvenience you. Just if you would please do that, that'd be so nice. Thank you. And this is why they're a bunch of goddamn pussies. Because the only person who's ever told these little fuckers, yes, you have to fucking carry the ladder, is me. Dallas would have been like, oh no, don't worry about it. I'll just leave the ladder here. I'll come get it later for you so you don't have to carry it. And they've gone through their whole lives never having to clean up behind themselves, to take responsibility for anything. They've never been held accountable. Nobody's ever told them they're stupid. Nobody's ever told them they're lazy. Nobody's ever told them the word no. Oh, God. Okay. So this is a little bit of a, this is going to be a long one, too. That's what she said. So when we do the festival, I told you, I have my buggy that I drive around in, and they have the crew buggy. And having done this festival 8 times previously, I've really kind of nailed down what's going on and what I need. So I have this list of things. When we show up on day 1, I go through the list and I take all these things and I throw them in the bed of my buggy. And then I know I got everything I need for the entire weekend. I am good to go. And I tell the guys, I tell them this every year, and every year they don't listen. I say, guys, whenever you go out to do your thing, you need to be self-contained. Right? If you need a screwdriver, you need to have a screwdriver. You need a power cord, you need to have a power cord. If you need whatever, tape, gaff tape, you need to have your own roll of gaff tape. You have to have your own stuff. Because I might be there with you, but you can't use, for example, my gaff tape. Because all the important people at this festival have my phone number. And when things go wrong, they're going to call me, and I'm going to have to leave and go deal with the problem. Or there's multiple things going on that the crew is not even involved with. But there are things at the festival I run that I'm the only person, let me use the word again, responsible for. So it's like, I'm not going to be in the same place you're going to be all the time. So you need to have your own tools because you can't use mine. You need to have your own supplies because you can't use mine. I need my stuff in case I have to go do something, right? But the ladder, can we use your ladder? No, you cannot use my ladder. If I have to go somewhere and I need my ladder, I'm taking my ladder. You need to bring your own fucking ladder. I don't know why this is so hard. Okay, so I explain this to them as best I can without slapping them, which they deserved. So later on, it's later on, and I go over to this place, and I need power cords. I need some long power cords. I need 2 100-foot power cords. So I'm like, okay. So I go back to our staging area. I grab 200-foot power cords, 200s, 150-foot power cord, a 25-foot power cord, and a 10-foot power cord so that I have options. It's like with women, right? You want to spin plates. You want to do the same thing with your power cords. You want to have multiple power cords so you have different options. I'm heading back to where I need the power cords. I have to detour along the way to stop off at another stage to check on something. So I pull over there, and that's where the Weyland-Yutani gang is working. So I pull over there, and I leave my cart, and I run over here, and I check some stuff, and I run over there, and I check some stuff, and I go over here, and I check some stuff. I go back to my cart. And I take off. Boom. So I head on over to the place where I need the power cords. And I get there and I jump out and I look in the back. And I only have 1 100-foot power cord, not 2. And I think to myself, well, I mean, I'm stupid sometimes. For example, when I allow people to have 4 of my 12 power circuits so they don't have to run cable all the way across the event ground, and then stupidly expect these same faggoty cocksuckers to give me 1 out of their 6 fucking outlets that they're not even using. You know, I'm stupid. I'm pretty fucking stupid. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm stupid. I'm frazzled. There's a lot going on. It's hot. I'm going in 3 different directions. You know, I forgot to put one of the power cords on my buggy when I was back at the staging area. So I go back, I get another 100-foot power cord. I come back, I do my thing. I go back to the stage where the kids were. The kids are gone, and I'm checking things out. And I find the 100-foot power cord that I had. And yes, I know it would get, just trust me, they're color-coded, and it was the 100-foot power cord I had put on my buggy. They had taken it off when I wasn't looking and used it, and they didn't even bother to tell me. They also right by the 100-foot power cord is the 25-foot power cord I had just laying in the middle of the sidewalk. Once again, they use shit and then they just put it down and they walk away from it. I go behind them. It's like I find their Coke cans. I find tools. I find the power cords. You know, I found the ladder, empty boxes that our furniture was in. They just drop it on the ground and they walk away. It never occurs to them, hey, I didn't use that power cord. Maybe I should pick it up instead of leaving it laying on the sidewalk. These guys have somehow managed to lose. This is not at this event. This is somewhere in the last like 3 months. We have no idea where. These guys lost a five foot long, 1 foot by 1 foot piece of metal truss and 3 2-foot by 2 foot metal base plates that weigh 50 pounds each. Somehow or another, these people managed to lose those things. How do you lose, my friends, a piece of metal that is 1 foot wide, 1 foot wide, and 5 feet long? How do you lose that? Oh, it rolled into the corner. It accidentally rolled under the couch. What, it fell between the seat cushions. How do you lose a piece of fucking 1 foot by 1 foot truss that's 5 feet long? I can answer that. I'll tell you how you lose it. You're stupid and you're lazy. You're Generation Z, or you're gonna save America, because by golly, you're way more conservative than them millennials. All right, let's see, do I have to fill out parking pass? I did that already. Oh my God. So we have the radios. Got my radio right here. We got our radios. You guys are probably not stupid. You've probably used a walkie-talkie before. And you know, in your walkie-talkie, your radio, you drop it in the charger, right? And it's got the little contacts on the back of the battery that hit the contacts on the charger, and that's what charges it. So I collect up the radios at the end of the day because I am responsible. Once again, I am responsible for the radios because nobody else could be responsible. There's no way I could say to any of these other people, hey, you're responsible at the end of the night to collect all the radios, turn them off, put them in the charger. When we come in the next day, you're responsible to go get the radios, pull them out of the charger, turn them on, drop them at the pickup point. I mean, nobody here could do that except me. Yoga Pants Girl could probably do it. Other than that, none of them could do that. That is beyond their skill set. So I collect the radios, and I'm going over to the charger, and I'm dropping them into the charger, and I got the one radio, and I'm trying to put it in the charger, and it won't go in. I'm like, why will this not fit? And it won't go in. And I look at it, and there's gaff tape stuck on the bottom of the radio over the contacts that allow for the charging. And I pull the gaff tape off and the fucking battery is broken and falls right off. And so once again, we broke the radio because, you know, just the degree to which they break things here. You guys would not believe how often they manage to break stuff. Like anything I give to them, like I will never see this again. If I do, it'll be broken when I get it back. They manage to break the battery so it doesn't stay connected. And they put gaff tape. But then, of course, nobody says, hey, great one. You know, you don't have to say, hey, great one, I broke the radio because I'm a fucking idiot. They could just say, hey, great one, the radio got broken. You know, you could just let me know that it's broken. No, fuck no. I'm serious. Imagine these people attempting to keep the electrical grid online. Imagine it. All right, one last, this is perfect. One last story, an almost positive story, almost. Now I told you, Yoga Pants Girl is the smartest, which ain't saying much. We're cruising around doing our thing, and I'm telling her about how over the years of doing this festival, how the traffic patterns get worse and worse and worse because they keep blocking everything. They keep blocking all the roads. And now the cops, now with, you know, the shooters and everything, there's cops, there's snipers on the roofs, and there's cops with their fucking AK-47s. They're not really AK-47s, but cops with their assault rifles standing around all over the place. And there's all these, so all the roads are blocked off with barrels and barriers, and the cop cars and the fire department park their vehicles like in the roads, across the road, blocking it. And then there's all of these corrals for humans, which create these, you know, just exactly like cattle corrals, like when your cows are going to slaughter. They've got all these corrals that humans have to go through, and they're wanding people and searching people's bags. And we're kind of looking at all this at a bit of a distance because, thank God, you know, we work the festival, so we have ways to bypass some of this stuff. Just in the sense that we can get past security and past the police and go areas that the sheeple can't go into. But we're looking at this, and I'm like, yeah, Yoga Pants Girl, you see that right out there? That area where there's these fences all the way around it, and that's where everybody stands. I said, that's what's called a kill zone. You don't even have to fucking aim. You just point your gun in that direction and pull the trigger, and you're going to hit somebody. And Yoga Pants Girl is a shooter. She has weapons. She has shotgun. She has rifle. She has a pistol. She shoots. She also has a bow and arrow. She's apparently, from what she says, fairly proficient with a bow and arrow. So she's a shooter. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, this place is like a mess. And she realized this. She's like, well, not only that, but like if there's a shooter, how does anyone get out of here? Because like in there, you can't tell where the exits are. And even if you get out, all the roads are blocked with vehicles and barriers. You're completely trapped in here. And I'm looking around and I'm going, yeah, you're right. And I said, you know what's really interesting? Is that if you're in a building, and you put, and we know this because we work for an event company, we do this all, we deal with this all the time. You're in a building and you like put a table in front of a door, the fire marshal will ream your ass out because you've blocked the method of egress. But if you have an outdoor festival and you take a bunch of people and you surround them with a metal fence, and then you surround the metal fence with barricades made out of concrete and police cars and fire trucks so that nobody can get out if there's a shooter or a fire, the fire marshal doesn't notice a fucking thing. Fire marshal doesn't see shit. There's 300 people in here. And the route of egress, there's about four routes of egress that are about 3 feet wide for 400 people. I'm sorry, where's the fucking fire marshal? Oh, that's right. He's giving a blowjob to some guy on the SWAT team with a sniper rifle. It's theater. My God, they're just a pure theater. And I, as we've been driving around, I pointed out to her, I'm looking at the fuck of the theater over there. She's like, yeah. The other thing I told her too, I said, the other thing about all these cops standing around with their fucking assault rifles. Oh, I gotta tell you guys this other story. There's a name, I can't remember what they're called. TJ Martinell would know. During World War II, there were these single-use guns that were distributed. I think they were dropped by airplane over occupied France. And maybe other places, but I think that's one of the places. But anyway, the point is, in the areas the Nazis had occupied, in some of them anyway, the Allies distributed these little single-use pistols. Because the concept is, you get close enough to a German soldier, and you pull out this little single-use pistol, and you put it up to his head, and you pull the trigger, and you kill him, and then you take his gun, right? So it's a single-use pistol to enable you to get a better weapon. And I said to Yoga Pants Girl, I said, there's all these cops standing around with all this ammo and these assault rifles. If I wanted to do a shooting, all you got to do is walk up, take down that one cop, and now you've got an assault rifle and a shit ton of ammo and some body armor. And she's like, yeah, sure enough. It's like, guys, it's theater. You're not making anyone safe. You're creating kill zones. You're fucking blocking all the avenues of egress. And again, the cops, now the snipers are the only thing that make any sense at all from a security perspective, okay? The snipers are actually capable of doing something. But when I say to you, let me not exaggerate. Let me explain exactly what this looks like. Okay, there is a police officer. One cop is standing in the middle of the road. The middle of the road, under a tent, standing there with his assault rifle. Now, I don't know if you were in the military or not, and if you were in the infantry like I was, or if you were in a light infantry commando unit like I was. But if you have the slightest suspicion that someone might shoot at you, you do not stand in the middle of a fucking road. There is no cover and there is no concealment in the middle of a fucking road. Standing in the middle of a road is what is known as standing in a kill zone. In the military, if we're walking through the woods and we came to a road, we fucking panicked. That was bad. That was bad shit. Because roads are fucking kill zones. That's where people set up ambushes because stupid people walk down roads. And really stupid people stand in the middle of a goddamn road with an assault rifle thinking that they're going to stop a shooter. Dude, all you're going to do is give the shooter another gun, some ammunition, and some body armor. And the cops are not, you know, they're just kind of standing there, da-dee-da-dee-da. They're not paying that much attention. And they're really not. Like, you walk past them, they don't look at you. They're just kind of staring into space. You could totally do it. All you need is a single-use pistol. You could walk right up behind one of these cops, put it up to his head, pull the trigger, bam, assault rifle. The only thing that would slow you down is if one of the snipers saw you do this, the sniper could pick you off probably before you could do any damage. But if one of the snipers doesn't get you, you're home free, man. You are taking out some motherfuckers. And just the theater, they think that this is actually making people safer. All right, so let's go out on this one. Speaking of body armor. So there's the guy here who does the Wi-Fi for the festival because they set up Wi-Fi repeaters and all this other stuff. So there's Wi-Fi all over the festival grounds. And he's telling me, so his wife, whatever, I don't know exactly what this piece of hardware is or what it looks like. I'm assuming, which is dangerous to do, it's some kind of dish or something maybe. But anyway, he's telling me that depending on where the snipers are standing, which is also interesting because if you're a sniper, you're not supposed to be standing up. Because, guys, if you're a sniper, okay, and you're standing on top of a building, you're creating a silhouette against the sky, which is really easy to shoot. So these guys obviously have no fucking training. None. So I don't know why a sniper is standing up. If you're a sniper and you're standing up, you don't know how to fucking snipe. Depending on where the snipers are standing, because they have so much body armor on, it blocks his fucking Wi-Fi signal, and he has to go up on the roof and tell them to move. God damn. This is what you're doing. You're not protecting anybody. All you're doing is you're fucking blocking the routes of egress and you're blocking the fucking Wi-Fi signal. That's all they're doing. It's a complete fucking waste of tax money. It's just these fucking losers who wish they were a man enough to have been in the goddamn military standing around with their thumbs up their ass trying to pick up chicks. Actually, they don't even look like they're trying to pick up chicks. Half of them look gay. The other half probably are gay. There's a VW Bug with flowers on the bumper. All right, guys, how long have I yelled at this thing? 50 minutes. That's just about right. I got to go start getting ready for strike because it's about to go down. It has not rained. God, I can't talk. It has not rained yet, but it is sprinkling a little bit. And I suppose I'll respond to Yoga Pants Girl, tell her she's a moron, and that I will get her a fucking parking pass. God, she's pissing me off. She's like, can I have Tuesday off? Because my best friend is going through a really hard time. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so you're a 19-year-old white girl from North America, which means your best friend is probably a 19-year-old white girl from North America, or possibly a 19-year-old white boy from North America. What kind of hard time can a 19-year-old white person from North America in the year 2019 possibly be going through? I mean, what, did your cell phone run out of battery and you weren't able to get on Facebook for 7 minutes while it recharged? I mean, sure, there's some possibilities. I mean, maybe this person's parents died, or maybe this person has cancer. You know, maybe his sister got hit by a truck or something. But what are the odds, you know? I mean, really, when you're a 19-year-old white kid from North America in the year 2019, how fucking hard can your life be?